when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Sans Pants Radio. Zoom, zoom.
Are you a fan of Sans Pants Radio and also have Facebook? I mean, probably. It's 2017. Well, that's great, because we just created a Facebook group for all Sans Pants fans to gather and chat. Discuss the latest episodes, your favorite hosts, me, probably Dusha, and check for news and upcoming events. Just head to Facebook and search Sans Pants Radio, Stuff and Nonsense, and join in the conversation. The link will be in the description below. Maybe I'll post a shut up a second hypothetical. Maybe Adam will ask for dating advice. Who knows? Life's a roller coaster. Also, if discussing Sans Pants isn't enough and you also want to wear Sans Pants, head to tpublic.com/store/SansPantsRadio and take advantage of their Black Friday sale, running from the 22nd of November to the 25th. We got a whole bunch of mad shirts going on there. My favorite is probably When the Circus Came to Town D&D shirt, or anyone with my face in it. That's tpublic.com/store/SansPantsRadio. All right, time to boogie. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
I'm Mum.
Today's business is rides.
It's a storage center.
Okay.
Or like the same thing, but they're all little apartments.
So, cheap.
But no windows.
Locked in.
All locked in.
So tiny house apartment block.
Tiny house apartment block.
So is it like you've gotten a storage center
and rented it,
and you've turned it into? So you're not like
you haven't
from
done
scratch.
Anything. You've just given them power and a sink maybe, and that's it. They do the rest.
So
people do it. People leave in storage units,
and you're just facilitating. Those
I'm just
people.
Making it legal.
Is it not legal?
Do they sneakily do it?
Oh yeah. People have like full decked out storage units.
And they're not supposed to, but they do.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I remember you showed me like a video, didn't you, of a guy who
did
like
recently?
Oh, maybe like within the last month. Like a guy who's like, this tiny area is my entire house. No, was that not you? Maybe I just found that video.
We're going to get that Storage Wars show. You open up the. you win the locker, you open it up. The whole
it's
family.
A lovely little house.
The guy.
The kids blinking in the dark.
So, like, how small is one of these houses?
About as big as this room.
Oh, that's pretty big.
Yeah, a whole house.
That's pretty decent.
That's the house. But it's for cheap. It's for, like, you know, if you're on hard times, it's like...
How much am I paying to stay there?
How much is a storage unit to rent?
Oh, I don't know. At least, like, $100 a month or something like that.
That's a lot. That's pretty good rent.
No, yeah. That's cheap as fuck.
That's what I mean.
Cheap as fuck is rent.
That's good rent. Like, anywhere else you're paying... A lot more than that.
Yeah.
What about going to the toilet? So you're installing
a public bathroom.
A bathroom in each.
Yeah. No.
No.
Shared bathroom.
It's more for a bathroom. There's just a public bathroom, drink taps.
Oh, who's cleaning this public bathroom?
Is that
people
your
I
job?
Employ. Like, it's a hotel. It's not like just me owning a storage unit.
I thought you were just going to get a storage unit and just take down the sign and put up a sign.
Houses.
So is it short term or long term?
Well, short term, it doesn't matter. You can do both. You can do what you want. But it's generally for if you're between jobs and you've only got a couple of bit of money, you don't want to go back to your parents' house, you can just come here. It's just a safe
It's not
safe
such a
spot.
Bad idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are they buying the unit off you? So
they're renting it.
They're renting it.
Right. So I come to you, $100 a month, I'm like, this is where I'll be staying. Do you do any security on, like, the storage units? Like, what if I'm cooking meth in there?
Well, I don't know. It's not a prison. I'm not going to go and be like, all right, it's time for the sweep.
Because a lot of those places that homeless people can go to are really dangerous. Mm. Like there's boarding houses and like people get murdered and
It's very secure.
Well, it's apartment block, so it's like, you know,
you can at least lock up each individual.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're all lockable from the inside. And
it makes me think a little bit of Mole People, though. Like
All... like people living underground and stuff.
Yeah.
Can you lock them from the inside? I guess you'd well, set it up so that you could.
Yes.
But what's that going to do to people's psyche if you never have a window to look
out of?
But
I mean, they go outside, obviously.
Yeah, I know, but what about...
Well, I'd have, like, maybe an outdoor pool and stuff. Like,
sounding a bit flash now.
That's just so funny that it's gone from like stay in this windowless cube and there's an outdoor pool.
Yeah.
Well, it's
is there a bar?
It's apartment block, so it's not
so
like
so it's got everything that an apartment block's got. Yeah. It's just the size of a storage unit.
Yes.
What like minimalists, you know that new the minimalist
movie. They'd love it.
That'd be great.
I'm trying to in my mind like space out what you need in a house.
Well, there's a video I saw last night, maybe, which gave me the idea of a guy that does it, and he's amazing.
So it's not your idea. Some guy already does it.
You well,
I told you, heaps of people have it. Heaps of people do it. Right. It's illegal. Right, it's illegal.
It's right as
it's illegal.
He talks about all the ways. He's like, you know, if you're living here, you have to pretty much literally be invisible. Like,
okay.
If anyone sees you here at 3 a.m., they're not going to be happy and they're going to investigate.
Because we've had a storage shed before, and the security was pretty tight,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Like, you had to kind of give your key back at the end of the
year.
Really,
you went in and it was so,
I don't know how you would do it.
But I guess Wright is just Wright is buying the place and turning it in.
Well, this guy, he didn't leave his room.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Mm. I think
he didn't explain bathroom at all.
Well, I mean, maybe he
gave like a little.
So he never left.
Well, he did he had these like tanks of water and he'd put them on those trolleys they have.
Yeah.
And take him to this random drink tap that was just there, and he'd push it and fill up his drink bottle or like his big water container and then bring it back, and that was his sink. But in the whole video, he didn't explain toilets. So I guess he just...
Well, I mean, like you just go to like the servo or whatever.
Yeah, down the road.
I think, is that the same guy? I remember watching a video by a guy who did a lot of videos like that, and he was like, this is just like a four-door sedan. Here's how to turn it into a house.
No.
Oh, okay. I've seen that. This
guy
was
like, this is where he lived.
That's a good idea too.
Yeah. This guy turned like it was just a car, but he just completely refurbished it so that there were no back seats. It was just a bed. He had like the passenger seat was like a little kitchen.
Yeah.
With, like a hot plate and stuff.
So could you convert a car into a tiny house?
No. It's too small.
It's well, the guy did
it's too small, but...
He lived in that car.
Yeah. You know, but really it's not for
it wouldn't be
one person to live in.
It would be a good challenge.
That you can cook and do everything. Yeah, it
IKEA,
would be a good
get
challenge.
IKEA to
Yeah.
They'll be able to figure it out.
But imagine if, you know, on Pimp My Ride, if it'd been like, your car is no longer a car, it's a house.
It's a house now, yeah.
Was the front seat still there so he
could
drive
it? The driver's seat was still there, but everything else had been changed.
So it was a drivable car.
So it's like a snail.
Yeah.
That's a perfect name for it, isn't it?
That's great.
Snail.
By the snail. It's all here.
It's all here.
I was thinking with your
snail's better than crabs.
Yeah. But crab doesn't live in his house.
Turtle's
good.
Really only hermit crab and snail live in their own house. Well, I guess turtle as well. with your storage shed, if I'm cooking, where's that going? Where's the smoke going? Where's the steam going?
There's no like grill. Okay. It's not like you've got a massive kitchen.
What do you
it's
got?
Like
a kettle and a
microwave.
You
got a microwave
and a hot plate, maybe.
Yeah,
but even a hot plate.
But you could rise.
Yeah, this guy, all he had was a microwave and a hot plate and
but
a toaster oven.
You could put a little oven in. I mean,
yeah, a toaster
if
oven.
If you're
that's
buying
what he had.
It and
like a little microwave,
it.
Little the one at. Am I allowed to say where our house is?
It's one near Eltham.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know the little oven there.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
What about if I'm a genuine storage guy and I've just got stuff to store? Can I slip in between the two houses?
That's great.
It's still your spot.
Right.
It's like storing stuff in your apartment.
Yeah.
But you might not want to, because what if I was in my storage shed and I'm like, if only I had a comfy chair I saw in that storage
shed. You'd have, like, Remember that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer gets a porch?
Yeah.
He gets the fly screen door and like gets a little chair and like wind chimes. You get all those people sitting at the front of it in the big corridor.
Yeah, that corridor would be great. It'd be like your cul-de-sac. Yeah. Imagine you like wheel up your door because it's all one massive thing. You see some kids kicking a soccer ball.
A couple of grandpas. Nice day out.
Skateboarders.
Well, we're not riding bikes.
You know what you could do? I mean, it's not great for natural light, but you could have windows on the roller. Oh, no, you couldn't. Glass.
Pretend windows.
Well, you could put a window in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's say
outside.
each like area was a row of two with a hall in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
even, you know, take away the warehouse part and just turn it inside out. So instead of getting a warehouse with rooms, you get nothing and a bunch of little sheds in a row.
Oh, yeah. So you just buy a field.
A field and put heaps of little... You know, as big as an average
like
bedroom.
Like that place we stayed at in New York that had like the pods downstairs.
Yeah. What place had pods?
Yeah. No.
I don't Where was this pod place?
Like we had a room and you guys
had a
room. Oh,
yes. No, that was pods.
They just kind of had a cellar, like the downstairs, and they just built pods.
Yeah.
What about this for your lack of windows idea?
What?
Is you just have frames and you like a picture of... Like fields and cows, or one of the beach.
That's right, a good
views.
Idea.
It's just whack them on the wall.
It is great to imagine. You're like, okay, and what view would you like? Do you prefer the sea or the
wilds?
The river, sea river? Views. Yeah, sea
I'd want like a gross tip.
Funny to just look out your window and be like, ah.
I live in the industrial area.
I live somewhere gross.
Serenity.
But you can get these kind of like tubes that come down, like people who have an under the house.
Yeah.
Like under the ground under the house, like a cellar.
Yeah.
And you can get these light tubes that come bring the light down.
Oh, really?
So you get natural light. So you
could
do that.
Yeah. That's great. Imagine being like, instead of turning on the light, you just like open the tube and flooded
all the light. Yeah. Well, you could do that.
I like
that
it. It would
good.
Be cozy. It'd be cavey.
Yeah. It would be really cavey. And it's a thing that's happening in different ways all over the planet. Like, you know, in Japan, you get those houses that are just a bed. Basically.
What about this? You know, like if you get some dodgy people in, are you kind of setting up this like ghetto land?
No,
that is
a
worry.
Full of hipsters and weirdos.
Yeah, it's for minimalists.
But I also, I kind of know what Dad means. If I was like, I need to, I don't know, do something shady, I'm like, well, I could just pay $100 and get one of those storage rooms.
Yeah.
What's that sour face, Rods?
All right. He's not enjoying his meal.
Yeah.
I wish we could film Ryder during our recording sessions. Because he's so adorable.
His unhappy mouth. I remember watching a video about a guy who had made had the smallest house in Japan, maybe?
Yeah.
And it was basically like an egg.
Yes.
That he just lived in that was on like, it's like, this is the only bit of land I can buy, but it's like 3 meters by 3 meters. So he builds this egg in it that he can sleep in. It has a little kitchen. People were trying to move him by collecting his house.
But how would our family go in this?
Some
sort of...
artist lived in a rock.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
And he like, it was like two halves.
Yeah.
And he'd like push it, he'd separate them. He had like a little sink and a...
Really? In his rock?
That was an art thing. That wasn't just some random guy.
I thought that was just a random guy. Well, there you go.
Would we be able to handle the...
I feel like a family...
No,
like
it's not for family.
It's got to be
family.
for one person.
Yeah. For one person.
Or maybe a couple.
Yeah.
Because a family, like you can fit...
Well, a normal family might be all right, but we wouldn't...
No families. It wouldn't be designed...
No, kids, imagine the Lego.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, but you wouldn't fit a family in there.
Imagine the Legos.
He had pretty much... His walls were just covered.
Mm.
So he had shelves and like things on the roof where he'd store everything. So there was no space that was wasted. He had his whole life in the thing.
You need to have it really functional with lots of little, like the tiny houses are. You know, you got storage under stairs everywhere.
It's a necky, clever design. It's cupboard. Amazing.
Or are you just giving people the blank room and they can kind of make it?
Yeah, I don't give them anything. Okay. Like, you know, you buy an apartment, it's not going to be fully furnished.
You just chuck them the keys and they hand you the money.
Yeah.
Like you'd have 5,821. See you, mate.
You'd have those poor people that are in just like a sleeping bag in the middle of the room.
Yeah, you would.
That's right. You've just got a candle.
But that would be amazing. Like if you a homeless,
yes,
to have that little structure around you.
Security is a very good point. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if how much do you think they make? How long do you reckon it would take someone to beg for $100?
I genuinely
a couple
don't.
Of days in the good air, in a right area.
Yeah, and then you got it for a month, I guess.
Yeah, and then you got it for a month.
Well, I guess that's the thing is you're like, even if you're not homeless necessarily, but you're just like not on your feet.
Mm.
You're like, well, I can afford $100 a month. Why try and get another job or whatever?
Yeah.
My Centrelink. At least it's a place to live.
Yeah, that's right.
Jackson, you basically live in one.
I kind of do because I live in Zammit's garage. I'm basically living that experience.
You're the pilot
now.
Program.
Yeah, but mine's kind of like Zammit bought a storage shed for storage. And I was like, can I also live in it? Because half of my bedroom is taken up with actual stuff that is needs to be stored.
Yeah.
And the rest is an actual bedroom.
Is it the same size as this room?
No, it's a bit bigger. Mm. Well, no, where I live is basically the same size as this room. And then you've got another one that's storage.
And are you happy there?
Yeah, I'm comfortable. Fine.
But he gets to come inside and go to the
Yeah, it's not really the same.
Really.
That was if Zammit was like, no, lock doors lock at 8 p.m.
Your big shutter comes down. Zammit!
I'm going to sneak my way in. Sneak a key so I can get in at night.
You can get these gas toilets, which are kind of scary. So you put like a, you know, like a coffee filter.
Oh, no.
So when you have to go, you put the coffee filter in the toilet and then you go poop, poop into the thing. And then you shut the lid.
Absolutely.
Then you shut the lid and push this button.
And the outcomes of gas
burns everything.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Ryder, I'm really concerned about him having fire in any of these.
Yeah, I don't think fire is a good idea. So, people store a lot of paper in those units.
Oh, I just think there's no ventilation. Where's it going?
That's right.
It could I feel like Ryder will be like, all right, just, you know, I'm here for rent.
There's
no fire. Oh, Dad, huh?
There's no fire.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
But no, I'm saying if you use the gas toilet.
Yeah, then there would be fire.
You can't have any naked flame in there.
That's there's community.
Which I guess stops people doing meth as well. No, that's an added benefit there.
But what about... How much would hoarders like it?
Oh, so much.
Like you go, right, I'm just going to move into this one and that way my hoarding will be contained.
No, but in a year they'd have three or four.
No, that's what they own the whole thing in the
year. Yeah, Ryder doesn't care. Bring it on.
You got more stuff? Ethel, you don't want to throw that out, do you?
That's valuable.
Bringing stuff over for
it. Yeah. This shopping bag's great.
I found this stack of old newspapers from 1995. You better keep these, right? Do you want them? Probably going to need another place.
It means a lot to you.
It's only another 100,
Ethel. Just mowed the lawn. I've got all these bags of grass clippings.
Otherwise, they're just going to be sad and thrown away.
Yeah, I'm going to throw them away and they will be upset. The lawn clippings will be upset, Ethel. I was wondering that.
So you're enabling...
hoarders.
A psychological disease.
Oh, Cass is taking her cute bag away.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, that's put a banner
it'll
on
be back. I was wondering...
Sorry.
That's all good. Can I...
Is that a belt or a collar?
It's a collar.
Okay.
That was a skinny person.
That was this episode's Ryder has seen a thing and wants clarification. Is there
one? It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's
amazing. You know what? I think it looks like a belt. Photographing.
Yeah.
Like this week.
This is what Ryder was curious about.
So we will
about.
Do that.
It looks like a belt you would have loved when you were 16.
Oh, it does. It really... It's purple. It's got diamondies in it.
Diamondis.
What the hell?
Diamondis.
I much prefer diamondis.
Diamondis.
When next time I go to the shop, I go, that's lovely. You got any with diamondis?
Can I buy a second one and build a door? Is there a way to get between them? Or do I have to
you
go
know
outside?
How some hotels have doors between
them? Yeah.
I guess you can.
So eventually... I could have a whole corridor with doors, like a whole mansion.
Dad would be the rich man on the street.
I could have a pool room.
It'd be
spa,
like the
man Don. Cave. I'll be the Don.
All those little hipsters go and ask you for favours.
You go around slipping stuff under the doors.
You're now part of the family.
You could start a cult.
Yeah. I could start a cult.
And keep all your culters in the...
I've been thinking about it.
I think it's a good idea, huh?
I could.
It's a good way to make money, a cult, I always think. You
I got
know?
The look for a cult.
You do. You do. Put you cult. In a robe.
I got
for...
the guru look.
Remember, you used to wear the, not jalaba, what was your thing called? What's the man's thing?
It's got a Jalaba.
Is it Jalaba? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I look great in the Jalaba.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing.
Fantastic.
If I didn't know you, Dad, and you were like, I have the secrets of salvation.
Would you follow me?
I'd be in. Absolutely.
Why don't you listen to me now?
Because I know, you know.
About the coke.
I'm going to keep drinking coke.
I can't stand it.
How many floors
I
would you?
I can't abide the coke.
Going to keep happening. You can't, right, you can't, right, police just, my every move. Right. It's going to carry
so
on.
So if I was a Don and had plenty of money, you I don't could even move need... in there with my whole mafia gang.
Right? I think I'd realise something with
Little
a bit
Freddy
fishy.
And the snake and all my henchmen.
Little Freddy. You don't need a Little Freddy of snakes around. What I was going to... You don't even need that much money because, like, it's $100 a month. For one storage unit, for a mansion, you need like what?
Don's got plenty of money.
Exactly. Yeah,
but why doesn't he just get a mansion?
Well, because now the cops aren't going to get him.
Oh, it's a good cover. Yeah.
Yeah. So when the cops show up, he'll be a homeless person in his.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
One little unit.
Aren't there little meth labs and stuff?
Yeah, but
in
like
storage
but
units. Not in the world, but in storage units.
Maybe
no,
but with no open flame. That's the problem.
No open flame.
Yeah, but who knows?
Well, you have
I
to.
I mean,
have...
you get your key, you go in, you open it. You can shut it.
Yeah, true.
All the cameras are in the.
There'd be detectors.
Yeah. Huh?
What did you say? Right?
Detectors.
People who go and check.
No,
smoke detectors. Yeah, well, you probably legally need them.
And
so
they have CCT footage.
No, that's
CCTV footage down the aisles of storage.
Yeah,
units
would you have
normally
down the aisles?
Would you
aisles,
have that?
Not the rooms.
No,
not the rooms. The aisles. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That makes
so
sense.
So you could just bring boxes of meth equipment.
Little Freddy will climb up, put a little handkerchief over there.
That's the problem with letting Dad and his criminal empire in your storage unit. How many would you have? Like what? I'm imagining so many now for some reason.
Just the same as a storage unit.
It's quite a few, isn't it?
There's a lot in there.
They have like different sizes. Like you can get like really small ones where you could rides have the guy in the sleeping bag.
Just one,
and that's all he's got.
Bag.
Yeah, can have his stuff safely with him.
There's one's the size of that closet there.
Really?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a meter
really
by
small
a meter,
ones.
2.5 meters.
I think Ron and Jenna got one of those.
If they don't fit a human to sleep, I'm not going to have them.
Well, you don't need it. That's fair enough.
I think they'd all be the same size.
Yeah.
And then there are like big ones.
What about if they were like, you know, how some people like to be a mummy? They stand up and sleep?
I'm not aware of these mummy people.
Why
not
mummies?
A mummy, you know, with kids, but a mummy who's
no,
wrapped
I
up in...
No, the kind of mummy you meant. That wasn't unclear.
The sarcophagus, say, I was came to chop dragging a sarcophagus. Would you let me get one of those little units?
I don't have them.
Store for
don't
a thousand
them.
Years.
Don't have them.
If you come in with a sarcophagus, why not buy the big one? How are you so rich you can afford a sarcophagus, but not so rich you can spend $100 in a storage unit?
Well, because I want to be locked away for 1,000 years.
But you'll die.
Yeah, but that's the thing. This is what I want. Say I've got a.
Someone's going to discover
you. You
want
to die.
But I don't think, because I've got, I think I'm going to be preserved and go to the afterlife.
I don't think if somebody came up to me and they were like, lock me in the sarcophagus and bury me. Yeah, and well, I was like, fucking sure.
All you have to do is lock the thing and throw away the key.
The cops.
So are you paying 1,000 years worth of story?
I haven't come to that part.
Just write a bit. The cops being like, okay, Mr. Bailey, is did you allow this man... He says you threw away the key. We have CCTV footage. You killed this man.
Well, I'm just thinking of people who sleep upright, that's all.
Yeah.
I don't know those people.
I don't know those people.
Sarcophaguses are upright, aren't they, Jack?
Yeah, but they're not asleep. They're dead. They're from
1,000-year-old pharaohs.
It's the eternal sleep.
I liked your idea of having a big field and a lot of houses.
Because
that's kind of outdoors and quite nice. Would you do it as like storage containers?
I think I'd have both.
Okay.
No, like a little garden shed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But insulated.
Where
and stuff,
are you getting this big field from?
Am I getting the storage unit?
But there's no big fields like in the city.
Why are they in the city?
Because there's houses in the city. Where's the field?
In the
footy oval.
It's a second idea.
It's a secondary idea.
No, I'd have.
I know that, but he's got to go and buy a big field somewhere. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Not a huge field.
How big?
How big? Footy
doesn't
oval
have
size.
To be. No, not if. What? No.
What? Small?
Why do they have to be so big?
I don't know. I thought you're going to put. You want to make money? That's the thing. The bigger the
better. But like, all I can have is a little lot and plant a few trees.
Okay,
and
so
stuff,
a house block size.
Yeah.
Like units. And then you're just going to bolt sheds next to each other. Like,
are you in danger of becoming a town? Is that a?
I'd assume it is a town already.
I don't
have
think
street
you can
names.
Just make a town.
Caravan parks are basically towns.
Yeah, they are.
They
got
they have
street
names and stuff.
Oh, that's
if
so
you
weird.
Buy a field, you could dig down and you could have an underground layer.
Too much, though. I don't want to. You,
you don't want to start
no
digging.
Trouble. I don't want to get it too big. It's not even a storage unit anymore.
Is this your plan? You go to Bunnings and get garden sheds and just bolt them together, a whole string of them.
Yeah, and then
sort
insulate
of.
Them and stuff.
And insulate them and then ready for.
But I'd have both. I'd have the apartment ones. Some people prefer the inside apartment.
Yeah. Well, you can have, you got your storage shed apartment, and then, I mean, storage unit apartment, and then, yeah. For
outside
the,
is the sheds,
I think you need some decent mates on the council and health department, because to live in a place needs certain regulations.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have them.
Smoke detector, but it's because I think if you classified yourself as a hotel, which is what I know your plan is.
No, it's apartment blocks.
Yeah, but I think if it's apartment blocks, you might legally need a bathroom.
Well, what the when has this ever been an issue? Like legal shit.
Well, why do we I think maybe we should discuss.
Maybe we should backtrack on a few episodes.
The legality involved is something we leave always undiscussed. And I think there's a lot to there's a lot of meat there. There's a lot to unpack.
A lot of bylaws and
like for instance, your people can't back the amount of people you're going to have in your apartment block.
Yes. But it's like a backpackers.
Yeah,
yes,
but even,
okay.
Like
a hostel.
I think
Jax is right. If you can do it on short-term accommodation, then it's...
I just mean if you can find a legal loophole to be like, this is a hotel that people are staying in for a long period of time, then you can get away with just one bathroom. Yeah.
Well, I don't assume people are staying for ages, unless they're, you know, dropkicks. But usually it's someone who's just like, whatever... In between jobs, need a place to stay that's cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy, just going to rent one of these.
I always imagine somebody who's like, I'm sick of my family. I need a break every now and then. If I pay $100 for this place, I could be like, oh, I'm going on a business trip.
I would have one.
Yeah.
If I had the money, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. I'll buy a little...
Just a nice place to go.
For
and...
the weekends.
Exactly. Right. It's like a holiday house, but not in a nice
and
place.
Imagine a room that's just for you.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah. Like a bedroom.
Would you let people go on holiday there?
Well, I mean...
Yes, if they pay. Right? But they have to bring their own shit. I'm not providing anything.
No beds or any... No. So they bring all their own stuff so you could...
They're like metal tents.
Whatever.
They kind of are.
Just real tents.
So you could go to like a different city or wherever you are. Like people from sort of overseas could come and have a holiday.
It is good for backpackers.
Staying in your... Yeah, yeah.
It's great. It's
very good,
you could make it really groovy. Like every maybe... third shed could be a bathroom.
Yeah.
Maybe every fifth one, and like you could have a couple that were little cafes.
That's a lot of money, though. I don't really want to spend.
You're making it too.
Woo, this is some cool hip thing, but it's not. It's
You're looking for utilitarian design.
Practicality
and minimalist.
I think it's good. Yep. I'm into it.
Yeah, I like it.
I do like mums of maybe having a couple communal spaces in there.
There is. I said there's a pool.
Oh, that's right. You have a pool.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be, might be a bit of an issue.
We're getting you out of fucking pool.
He wants the pool. Give him the bloody pool. What is
You're not having a cafe, but you'll just chuck a pool.
Tank out the back, whatever.
You could have locked down one of the corridors, one of those. You know, the single lane swimming pools.
Yeah. Oh, well, that means you get out of your storage unit into the pool.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of space on either
Just
side.
Just make it like Venice, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Canals.
Everybody swims around. That's just chaos.
How are you going to sort out grievances between neighbours?
Yeah, that's
people
be a
living
problem.
This close together.
What?
People,
like,
people
give me an
basically
example.
Don't get on, you know that. They don't like each other, people.
Yeah. I'm going to be... Okay, I'll give you a complaint. Hi, I'm Jackson Belly. I'm living in lot 785.
What can I do for you, Jackson?
Look, my neighbour, Terry, I think his name is drumming at all hours of the day, and I just can't... Bang, 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 bang. That's him, and I just... Can you just go and tell him to shush after 1 a.m.?
Yep.
You got me there, right?
Where does Terry's rights come into it?
Well, yeah, I'd have a noise thing.
I'm Terry.
I'm Terry. Here's Terry.
I'd have a noise thing.
Excuse
just
me,
like,
Terry.
No noise after
Terry.
12.
Terry, what?
Terry, knock.
He's knocked.
Oh, but I can make him soundproof.
Oh, well,
I can make them soundproof as hell. Well, this guy, the guy that I saw, he has like a massive TV, a surround sound speaker. So I think they are already
pretty soundproof.
There's your cost problem.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Soundproofing these little sheds.
What, insulation?
It's going to be axey. $100 a month isn't that much.
And what about people who leave their stuff in the corridor?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Jackson again.
I don't think they would.
My neighbor on the other side leaves.
Why would you leave your belongings just outside?
No, you're rubbish. You're trash. It's this shit you don't want.
Well, I'd have cleaners.
My neighbor Sarah.
His outdoor table.
Leaves her outdoor table and her bike out the front.
It's hard to get around.
Sometimes she puts her bike shorts out there to dry.
Well, I just have a rule that anything left outside is fair game.
Guess what, Sarah? Your bike's mine. Yeah. You're dealing with them pretty good. Yeah. I know you have staff, but in my mind, it's just you.
It's just you
with 1 hour's sleep every night because you're like, I got to go from like corridor 50 to corridor 820. Oh my God.
If I lived there, though, I would do whatever Ryder told me.
Yeah,
of course.
Be terrible.
Yeah.
Just because you have a tone.
Yeah.
But if you knock, you're like, Andy. What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Rides.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, mate.
Was that drumming and annoying Jackson? Oh, it's sad that I live in your...
But then when Ryder went away, I'd go... Just a little last one.
You just got to wait until Ryder's back in his office at like room one and you're like, he doesn't want to come back up here again.
Yeah, back on the drums, Terry. But what about if people like from one corridor... All gang up against the people from another corridor.
What, a fight?
Corridor wars.
Like Green Street Hooligans type.
Gang warfare, right? It's going to be a problem. I fucking hate those Corridor 80 people.
Yeah, Corridor 80.
Corridor 63, that's
what it is. As long as it's like, what's that musical with the...
West Side Story. Enough dance fights in the corridors. It's very great to imagine, like, a whole bunch of people rioting and a whole bunch of people with, like, SWAT gear moving down the corridor. At that point, you hightail it out of there. The whole place is going to chaos. So what do you need from us?
Sometimes what you guys do is you make up things that do exist and then, like that. Like, what do I do about this? Well, what do apartment blocks do about that?
Well, we're just having fun, right? Yeah.
But it's
the nature
stupid.
Of the show, this might come as a surprise to you, is comical.
But...
So it's our job to come up with humorous scenarios based around your pitch. Yeah, otherwise, pitch. We just sit here
but
like...
But it's like me pitching a business and you being like, well, what do you do about thieves? And I'm like, well, they're thieves, so...
You call the cops.
Yeah. Well, what do you do about riots?
Well, what do you... Well, I don't know. Call the cops.
Cops are like, this is your town, buddy. We stay away from this story.
You could have a sheriff.
Yeah.
Well, they have security.
You have a police department.
But don't say they're security. Call them sheriff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And deputy sheriff.
Give them a big hat and a star badge.
Yeah.
Clink,
they'd get
clink,
so power hungry though. Imagine being the sheriff of a little little container unit
like that.
That's
the plot of Judge Dredd. That's what that's about.
Would he ride a horse?
Down the corridor.
Down the corridor. Ride a horse down the corridor with like a big truncheon banging
on people. Yeah, banging on people's walls.
Inspection. What do you need from us, Rides? What do you need from...
Now, how much is a storage unit?
I've got no idea.
A couple of hundred thousand?
No, over a million.
Over a million for all that. Yeah, definitely.
I'd say you're looking somewhere in the range of like...
2 to 3 million.
Yeah.
No, that.
Right. You got it from me.
Yes, yeah,
I'll give it to you because I feel like...
You're the housing problem.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Fix it up. All you need is like 10 of your things and you've, you know...
A couple of cheap ads on TV.
But I feel like that's the future anyway, is we just build up and everybody's houses get smaller. So,
on your ad, you'll have a perfect size house, normal. That looks really great. And then
they arrive. No. I thought you were going to be like, on your ad, you get a regular
house.
That's
what it
could
be.
You
it
come in there that. In a big suit and you're like, look at this shit.
Oh, too much space.
Don't you just want to be smaller and cramped?
Look at this window. We don't need a window.
Open up one of your shutters to like a cramped dark area with a single hanging bulb. Ah, much better.
My favorite thing is select your view.
Yeah.
I love that. Part.
Yeah, select your view.
What you could have it is on a roller. Like so,
so you
I
get
just,
to choose.
I can choose. Wake up in the morning, roll it.
That's a great idea.
The sea.
Or every month you just walk down the corridor with a new view.
Yeah. Kind of like the newspaper for the town. That's
to
good.
Give us your old one, slide in the new one. You get sick of looking at the beach, mountains.
I'd absolutely subscribe to the Writer's Storage Unit Flat Gazette. I'd be so in. That's great.
It's good. I mean, whatever.
Me too.
Cool. I love it. I like to think about people being safe.
Yeah.
Yes.
And on that note,
I think that's the one. Major issue for homeless people is their stuff gets stolen.
Homeless people would use it. I think it's people would turn it into too trendy. It'd be on BuzzFeed and
it would. You'd get on BuzzFeed.
I think if you
it's
did
so
get
on BuzzFeed,
your flat storage place hotel would become gentrified, and that's very funny.
Right. What do you mean?
Gentrified is when it's like
people are doing them up. And,
everybody's doing it up, and all of the people who lived there normally are kicked out because all the prices go up. That's just what would happen. You're like, oh, it's a great place for homeless people. And then some hipsters get in and you're like, $200, $300 a stay.
They'll be sitting around with their craft beer saying, I got in at 100 a month. It's now worth
exactly
50 million thousand a month.
Prices keep going up. I can't wait to sell. That's what a sad end.
Yeah, you'll be rich by then.
Yeah, this your writer comes out fine.
And on that with note, the homeless people, I think
No, carry on.
Is that once you sell to one homeless people, you know, in the middle of the night, they'll be going...
Person.
Yeah.
Everybody
get
in.
One homeless person. Yeah, there'll be... You'll knock on there, there'll be...
Hundreds.
Anyway, that's it. Right.
The end. I've been Jackson.
I've been Ryder.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
That was just good business.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.